time for the E21 Go Sports Podcast. Now, here's your host, Easton Durant.
Hi, welcome to E21 Go Sports. I'm Easton Durant, and in today's episode, I'll be talking about NFL, more specifically, Andrew Luck retiring, NBA, USA Basketball, and MLB news. To start this off, Andrew Luck held a press conference last night following the Colts' 27-17 loss to the Chicago Bears to confirm his decision to retire from the NFL at age 29. He said, "I've been stuck in this process. I haven't been able to live the life I want to live. It's taken the joy out of the game. The only way forward for me is to remove myself from football." Luck called his retirement the hardest decision of my life. The 2012 top overall pick has been trying to recover from a strained calf that developed into a high ankle sprain since suffering the original injury in April. It's the latest in a long line of injuries that have ravaged him since entering the league out of Stanford as a generational talent. Luck noted that he first seriously began to consider retirement in recent weeks. Retirement emerged as an option because of his ankle, which has kept him out of action since May. Luck missed all of 2017 while recovering from a torn labrum in his shoulder. He returned last season and did not miss a game. He earned the league's Comeback Player of the Year award by giving the Colts a record of 10-6 to the postseason with 4,593 yards, 39 touchdowns, and 15 interceptions. The three-year process to get his shoulder back to top playing form might have, in hindsight, been a foreshadowing of Sunday's events. Also, on top of the physical pain he endured, Luck admitted that hearing the Colts fans boo him as he exited the field Saturday might hurt. He said, "It hurt. I'll be honest, it hurt. The reaction to Luck's shocking announcement was widespread, including former teammate and six-time Pro Bowler wide receiver Reggie Wayne to talk about it. Moving forward, Luck wants to travel the world, and his wife Nicole was among those he emotionally thanked. Luck ends his career having thrown for 2,671 yards, 171 touchdowns, and 83 interceptions. His all-time record is 53-33. Andrew Luck, coming out of Stanford, was supposed to be one of the best quarterbacks and was supposed to be compared to all-time greats like Tom Brady, among others. Also, the Colts showed him a bit of respect. They did not recoup the $24.8 million from their former quarterback. They reached a financial settlement with Andrew Luck and will not take any of the money they are owed. The Colts essentially are telling Luck to keep it all, even though it was within their rights to reclaim the money. Luck, 29, could have owed the Colts $12.8 million as a portrayed portion of the $32 million signing bonus the Colts gave him when he signed his 5-year extension in 2016. And another $12 million in roster bonuses he was paid in March. But Indianapolis waived its right to recoup the money and is allowing Andrew Luck to take it all after the pounding he's taken and what he's given to the franchise. It is, in an official way, his parting gift. Shortly after the news of Luck's retirement broke, Colts owner Jim Irsay estimated Luck might be losing out on $500 million in potential NFL wages by retiring now. He said, "It's a tough thing. He's leaving $450 million on the table potentially. I mean, $500 million. And he's saying, you know what? I want to have my integrity. I want to be able to look T.Y. Hilton in the eye, look my teammates, look coach, look GM Chris Ballard and say, I'm all in." And he just couldn't do that. In other NFL news, Houston Texans running back Lamar Miller is out for the upcoming season with a torn ACL. He suffered the injuries during Saturday night's preseason game against the Dallas Cowboys. He was taken off the field on a cart during the first quarter in Texas. On first down, Miller was tackled by Malik Collins, who hit him just above the left knee. Miller grabbed his left leg and was checked out by the medical staff. He was eventually carted off the field. Texans coach Bill O'Brien said, "It's very difficult to lose a guy like Lamar for a lot of reasons. He's a great pro. He's just an awesome guy in the locker room." Miller has been with the Texans since 2016. In 14 games last season, he ran for 973 yards on 210 carries and scored 5 touchdowns. Lamar Miller is entering the final season of his 4-year contract. In other NFL news, Antonio Brown has lost his second grievance hearing with the NFL about wearing his old helmet, but he is moving forward with a deal for an approved helmet in the near future. He lost the grievance against the NFL that sought an exception to wear his outdated Shoot Air Advantage helmet, which was worn throughout his NFL career. Brown then filed a second grievance Monday, asking for a 1-year grace period before needing to change helmets. The NFL and NFLPA associations announced the grace period eliminated that grace period after last season. The second hearing, which took place Friday, was heard by the same independent arbitrator that presided over the first hearing. The NFL submitted an affidavit in support of the league's position to not allow Brown to wear the older helmet. Helmet testing regulations are administered jointly by the league and the NFLPA. Brown, who showed up to camp on July 26th with frostbite on his feet due to a chirotherapy mishap in France, left the team for 2 weeks to seek treatment, as well as in protest of the league banning his 10-year-old helmet. Later, he skipped camp a day after his first grievance was denied. Agent Drew Rosenhaus said that after the first hearing, Brown would play with an approved helmet going forward and not retire. Before the season, before he couldn't wear the old helmet, he tried to paint it from Steelers colors to Raiders colors because they no longer made that helmet for the NFL because it was no longer legal. Multiple players such as Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and among others are also having to switch from the Shoot Air Advantage helmet to the newer, safer helmets. But none of them are putting up this much of a fight to get it. Moving over to Team USA news, Australia beat USA. For the first time in nearly 13 years, a U.S. roster of NBA players played an international game and lost. Australia beat the U.S. 98-94 to snap a 78-game winning streak that started with the bronze medal game at the 2006 World Championships. Kemba Walker said, "They wanted it more than us tonight. Lesson learned for us." It was the first loss for the U.S. in a major international tournament or exhibition since 2006 World Championship semifinals against Greece. The Americans won bronze then and were unbeaten through the 2007, 2008, 2010, 2012, and 2014 and 16 Olympics. And add that all up, along with wins over Spain and Australia with this team, and it was a 78-game winning streak for the U.S., the longest in program history. Australia had never beaten the Americans, and the U.S. national team had been 30-0 all-time in Australia. Greg Popovich said, some of it is expected with a new group that's trying to learn about each other and learn a new system. So it's not surprising. But the Aussies gave us a great lesson as far as where you want to be and how you have to play in this kind of competition. A World Cup where Serbia has made it very clear it expects to win gold, where NBA MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo will lead Greece, where France figures to have a medal shot. And now the Americans absolutely knowing they can beat the Australians, knowing they could beat the U.S. The World Cup will begin next week with no shortage of realistic title hopefuls. Team USA is number one in FIBA world rankings, but so far in the run-up this World Cup, most of the top NBA stars deciding to not play this summer, the Americans have not looked like a lock for gold. They beat Spain by 9 in Anaheim, California on August 16th. They needed a big second half to defeat Australia by 16 on Thursday and let a sizable second half slip away Saturday. Joe Ingles said, "Obviously, this is a great step for us." Walker scored 22 points for U.S. while Harrison Barnes had 20. Donovan Mitchell's three-pointer with 105 left got the U.S. within 97-94. The Americans then forced a stop on the ensuing possession and had two chances to tie, but Mitchell's three-point was off. Joe Harris missed a corner three a few seconds later, and Patty Mills iced the game with a three-point. Aaron Baines left the floor with his head back, screaming in celebration. Ingles and Andrew Bogut grabbed their kids and brought them onto the floor for a look. Bogut scored 16 points, Ingles had 15, and Baines scored 13 for the Australians. Moving over to other news, San Francisco Giants third baseman Pablo Sandoval will undergo Tommy John surgery on his right elbow, ending the season, the team announced Saturday. The procedure is likely September 3rd or 4th in Los Angeles and will be done by Dr. Neil Alatre, who elevated the 2012 World Series MVP on Wednesday and determined he needed the procedure to his ulnar collateral ligament. Sandoval made a comeback with the Giants in 2017 after he was released by the Red Sox, and he has been used in various roles by manager Bruce Bochy. Sandoval, who's on the injured list retractive to August 11 with inflammation in his elbow, was hitting .269 with 14 home runs and 41 RBIs in 107 games. Bucci said, "That was a tough blow for us with the job he's been doing, both starting and coming off the bench." Pablo Sandoval said, "He's like my dad. He always wants the best for me, and he always cares about me. If he wants me to go out there and play, I'll take one more at bat for him. It's hard. He's one of the greatest managers I've ever played for. Not being around the last few weeks of his career, it's tough. But thank God he gave me the opportunity to play 9 years for him and do everything I can on the field and off the field. Being a part of those three World Series is the most important thing we did together." Bochy said, "I'd love to have some fun with him here with the last few weeks. He's just so much fun. I've said this so many times. I just love his love for the game, his enthusiasm. Every day he's got a smile on his face. We haven't seen that because he's been a little down because of injuries. Anyway, for Pablo long term, this is the best thing. I'm glad they have figured it out and we'll get it fixed." Although Tommy John is more commonly associated with pitchers, a number of position players have gone with the procedure in the recent years, including Salvador Perez, Didi Gregorius, Corey Seager, Travis d'Arnaud, and Gleyber Torres. In other news, Jose Ramirez will have surgery for a fractured hammock bone in his right hand and will be placed on the injured list, the team announced Sunday. Manager Terry Francona said Ramirez, who is batting .254 with 20 home runs and 75 RBIs in 126 games, will have the procedure done by Dr. Thomas Graham in New York on Monday. There is no immediate timetable for his return, but the injury usually takes more than a month to heal. Lastly, in MLB news, Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo is out of Sunday's starting lineup because of tightness in his back. He left Saturday's 7-2 loss to Washington in the fifth inning. Rizzo, who turned 30 on August 8th, has a history of back issues. Madden said, it's a little bit different spot, he said. So we're not as concerned. When I talked to him afterwards, he was pretty optimistic. Ian Happ started at first in the series finale against the Nationals. It was his third career start at the position. The Cubs are off Monday before beginning a three-game series at the New York Mets on Tuesday. The Chicago also placed reliever Derek Holland on the 10-day injured list and recalled David Boat from AAA Iowa before its matchup with Washington. Holland is out with a bruised wrist. The left-hander got struck by a comebacker during Wednesday's 12-11 loss to San Francisco. The 32-year-old Holland pitched Friday against the Nationals, allowing a run while working the ninth inning. Madden said Holland thought he was okay and the results weren't that good. Now, this will be a little bit of a blow, both Holland and Rizzo being out, because right now the Cubs are 1.5 game out of first place in the NL Central to the Cardinals. Cardinals are 70-58, and the Cubs are 69-60. Now the Cubs are going to need a little bit of a push towards the end of the season. They have struggled a lot on the road recently, and the Brewers are coming up right behind them. They're 3.5 games behind the Cardinals and only 2 games behind the Cubs. Well, thanks for listening to E21 Go Sports. As always, subscribe to us on YouTube and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at E21 Go Sports. Thank you.
You've been listening to the E21 Go Sports Podcast, a production of Cogger Podcast Network.